This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
With the way that my stomach's rumbling right now, I could be supporting many local food stores.
Yeah. Anyway, like a dozen.
Yeah, a dozen. Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites here on BFM 89.9. I'm Rich Bradbury with...
Arvind Yuvraj.
Question that we're asking you today, of course, is there a gender pay gap in your workplace? That's the poll that we've got running over on Twitter, Instagram. The numbers so far are...
It is at 20% for yes, 40% for no, and an equal 40% for I'm not sure.
Interesting. The numbers over on Instagram are very similar. We currently have 48% for yes and 52% for no. Mm-hmm. We also had a WhatsApp come in as well, right?
Yeah, from Benji. But before that, this comes from Lim, who says that if there is a gender pay gap, the HR would only hire a certain gender. I don't know how to unpack that.
Yeah, me neither. Lim, can you just explain that a little bit more if you have the time to do so? Okay, let's go to Benji.
Benji says that we need to be honest about it, not just for ask for reduce the gap for the sake of perceived fairness. If for the same job a guy gets more for taking care of the family, then the same excuse can be used for a lady, especially single moms. But we do we really want HR and our employers prying into our private lives that much? Sometimes a job pays more for certain gender because of economics. Male footballers get more salary because the men's game gets more income, sponsorships, advertising money, and image rights. Female footballers don't get that, but female fashion models earn a lot more than their male counterparts. So for people such professions, it really is you get paid what you're worth. It's not economically viable to pay a gender more, but it doesn't translate to better income for the employer.
Mm-hmm. So interesting points there.
Yeah, I don't know. So the football thing is interesting. He says that the men's game, they get paid more. Yes. So the players get paid more, the game gets more views, it gets more advertising and stuff. Is that because the industry skews towards paying men more? So it comes back to like a vicious cycle, right? The industry favors the men's game more, so they promote it more. You promote it more, you get more advertisers, then the men's game gets more money. And then it goes back to the female footballers being paid less. So I don't know which came first. It's a chicken and egg situation.
There's a historical element to it as well, though, right? You know, football being broadcast has... generally, back in the day, was all about men playing football and was very limited to women playing football on TV. So perhaps there's a historical element, and it's a case of them now waking up that it's 2020 and catching up and doing all of that kind of stuff. If they're getting endorsements and they're getting, they should be earning just the same amount of money as the male counterparts, but sadly not. Okay, final story of the day. Now, interesting one, this. Something from Mashable. There's no doubt, as we said, that coronavirus has brought out the creativity in a lot of people. There are some people that have taken this creativity to an entirely different level and started creating clothes from some of our most famous brands, including some shorts made out of Indomie packaging. Yep, I said that right. It's an Instagrammer, of course. Her name is Putri Samboda, and she's continuing this list of people who do stuff because essentially they had not a lot to do during lockdown, and they found creative ways of doing stuff and perhaps having a bit of fun. So she's currently studying at the American University of Washington, D.C., and she's recycling a whole bunch of stuff. She's made shorts from Indomie packaging, right? She then has also made a handbag from Segitiga Biru, the flower package, of course, a very nice handbag. White Rabbit wrappers, you know which
the
ones I mean?
The candy,
candy. She's used them to kind of highlight the back of her shoes. She's made a skirt from a rice bag and a handbag from a biscuit tin. And also she's made a top from the Samyang noodle packaging. We all know what these are, and these are some of the stuff that we've tried, the super hot noodles and whatever.
Yep.
Now, I adore the creativity behind this, right? And I know that somewhere out there are going to be people, you know, who admire it also. Question as to whether or not these are something that would people would buy and use, I don't see that necessarily. That being said, a few years ago, and I don't know if you remember, that the tarpaulin that's often used on the side of lorries, long-distance shippers, they started recycling that and making them into bags by a company called Freitag. And they went on to sell for an awful lot of money. And a lot of people were going out and spending money on these bags because it's a tarpaulin. They know it's going to wear well and you can wear it. It's kind of cool. I don't know about this.
Yeah, but you know that the bag thing makes sense because isn't that the same material as IKEA's bags? Yeah,
it is exactly the same material.
And people pay money for IKEA bags.
Right.
Like you use IKEA bags for a lot of other things that have nothing to do with IKEA at all. So that part makes sense. This, I mean, if you've seen the Met Gala pictures that come out of the Met Gala, none of the fashion there doesn't make sense.
And there's a local brand here as well where we see a lot of this stuff. It's not necessarily recycled, but they have the T-shirt. Is this your grandfather's road? What's the name?
Abom.
So they kind of take the idea, but instead of using the actual packaging, you know, they take a picture or an image of the packaging and create it.
Something nostalgic.
This is taking it to an altogether different level. Mm-hmm. But if you want to follow this girl and look at some of the stuff that she's doing, it's really, really creative. And you can follow her over on Instagram. She is currently at Putri Sambodha over on Instagram. Go and have a look. There's some great stuff there. And it's a great article from Mashable. If you were given the choice, right, Alf, and let's say you wanted to make yourself a pair of sneakers with one of your favorite brands on the sneakers, what would it be? What would you put on there?
Oh, I don't know, Vitagen?
Vitagen.
Something nostalgic, something to remind me of something I had when I was a kid.
Right.
That would go there. But obviously, like, you know, why not Indomie? Indomie, Maggie Me.
Yeah.
If you only have the stuff that you have eaten growing up, or the stuff that is some of your favorite snacks and favorite foods, and you want to turn that into a fashion statement, like sneakers, T-shirts part of your jeans or whatever, why not pick those? Because sneakers have vibrant colors already. Like Nike has some colors that don't even match like with one another. So why not put like both the Maggie colors on your sneakers?
I would have a pair of pickled onion Monster Munch sneakers.
Ooh.
Because they're kind of purple and shiny.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that's probably what I'd go with.
Yeah, why not?
I'd probably never wear them.
Yeah.
But just like, it would be one of those things that I'd roll out every now and again to say to my friends, have you seen my sneakers?
Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great stuff, though. I really like the idea behind that. Yeah. Recycle, reuse, upload, do all that kind of stuff. Right. We're going to quickly run through what we covered on today's show, of course. That question, very important one, was whether or not there's a gender pay gap in your workplace. And this is because 42% of employers believe that a gender pay gap exists in Malaysia, but only 30% feel the wage gap is present in their workplace. That's kind of represented now by the numbers that we have over on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Can we quickly get to a couple of more messages from... So Benji weighed in again and said that what Lim says, if gender pay gap is true, then why bother hiring men? Fire all the men, hire all the women, and company instantly reduces 7 to 30% on salary. That's why I said we need to look at it in a more multifaceted and mature way, not just grumbling about gender pay gaps. Again, this argument has been going on for like a long, long, long time. There's always been like, you know, this person says this, that person says that. But I honestly think it is a culture that needs to change.
We then moved on to story number two,
which is about going green. Going digital doesn't always mean going green.
And then we wrapped up, of course, with a fancy an Indomie dress or an Indomie pair of shorts or maybe some sneakers. Now, stick around, folks, because coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it is the Breakfast Grill replay with Melvin Oi, the CEO of Boneless Link. They were launched in January 1998. They are Malaysia's first premier consumer rewards program, which has grown to have over 9 million members nationwide and became one of Malaysia's most established loyalty cards. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Arvind Yuvaraj, we'll be back same time, same place tomorrow at noon here on BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.